Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show and having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Rich's is mullings.com. I encourage you to subscribe to my free newsletter and Rich's thrice weekly cyber column while you're there. So check all those out. And Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. Rich is a political operative. He's a Republican and he's proud of it. Hey, Rich, we're talking about the debate and let's talk about the second debate. Because there were two debates last night. One was foreign policy. We already talked about that. And then there's a little bit of muddle in the middle, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But then there
muddle
was
in the middle.
But then there that, was
sounds like, can, a country, sounds like a country and western.
You can use that if you want to. Yeah. But anyway, then there was an awful lot about domestic and economic policy, and I really thought Romney did a great job of connecting the two, and even though I thought he was going to have a little more red meat for the crowd last night in the debate, I did expect him, and I think I'm sure you did too, to spend a lot of time connecting foreign policy with domestic economic strength.
Yeah, actually, I thought he missed an easy bet, which is what I was waiting for, because they got into it in the second debate, and I thought that the easiest connective tissue, so to speak, to make your point, would have been to talk about energy and how how continuing to defend, to spend lives and money defending Middle Eastern oil when we've got all this domestic supply of natural gas and oil.
But wouldn't that play into Obama's hands with his focus on alternative energy and everything?
No, because you can't run an 18-wheeler on wind. I mean, you need either diesel or natural gas. Those are the only two things. So that's exactly my point, that he could say, look, I mean, we haven't moved one inch in 4 years away from our dependence on foreign oil, and here's what it means to us domestically. And then he could get into all the other stuff, teachers and right. the whole other business, because we're spending $1 billion a day to import oil.
One of the things that seems to me about Obama's domestic economic strategy is almost everything he talks about are things to come. You know, if you hire more teachers, that's going to turn out students for the future. If you put up a windmill and you can focus on a lot of green alternatives, that's not going to give us energy dependent until next decade. And those kinds of things.
Yeah,
Romney's focus seems to be focusing on the next 4 years on the economy. And I wonder if that resonates with people. Am I right about that?
Yeah, you're right about it. I'm not sure that either one makes. I mean, I don't think Romney made that case last night. In either of the foreign policy or the domestic policy part. But you're exactly right, and part of it is because, as we've talked about before, Obama can't have this be a discussion about a referendum on the last 4 years because it's not very good.
It's amazing how little defense he has when those issues come up, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And all he can do is to attack Romney for something he said last month or when he was governor or when he was, you know, in eighth grade. And I thought Romney's saying, you know, attacking me is not a policy. I thought that was a very telling moment.
How did you feel that Romney did with the China question?
I thought very well because, I mean, it was a little jarring because it took him a while to sort of, he started out by saying that, they have to be full partners and we want them to be our...
But didn't you love, though, what he said when he said, wait a minute, they sell us this much stuff.
Yeah,
we sell them this much stuff.
That's right. If there's going to be a trade war, guess who's going to lose?
He didn't even need a calculator or anything. For that.
No. Yeah, that was really good. But I thought then when he pivoted to being, to currency manipulation and the other pieces, that I think most people sort of glaze over because it is. Even when I'm watching, something on TV about, the yen versus the dollar, mm-hmm. I can't remember which way is good and which way is bad.
Well, let's go now I'm going to push you to put your hat on, your futurist hat on here, your predicting hat. What do you think this debate did to the overall momentum of the election?
Well, I think it had a huge effect because it didn't have any effect. I mean, I think I think at this point, when you know, I talk to a lot of people every day, and I look at a lot of polls every day, and you know, polls aren't predictive, as we know, but they sure do tell you if you look at over time which way the tide is running, and the tide is running in Romney's favor, has been since that first debate, and the Obama team needed to get something in the way to stop that. And they didn't do it last night. So by not making any change in the you say the arc of the campaign, it had a great effect, which is to say that now we're down to 2 weeks to go, and Romney's got to find, or Obama's got to find an answer in a hurry.
The best way I've thought about this, using a sports metaphor, is this wasn't a football game or a baseball game or a tennis match. This was a match play golf match, and if you tie the opponent, you at least get what's called a halve, and you, which is a half a point.
Right.
And you don't lose, but you get a half point. And I felt like that's what happened last night.
I think that's right. And when you're ahead, as Romney, well, he's not ahead, but when you're trending in the right direction,
right,
then a half is plenty good enough.
And do you think Romney's going to take Florida?
Oh yeah, I think after.
Do you think
last
he's going to take? Are you going to deliver Virginia for Romney?
Oh yeah, no, I'm personally going to do that. I'm
okay.
going to vote about
North Carolina. Forget about it. So it's really that's Ohio. Done. New Hampshire and Iowa and Colorado, really? And maybe Nevada?
Yeah, that's right. I don't think he can win Nevada, but I think the others are absolutely in play.
Yeah. Who's going to win Ohio?
I think Romney probably will, because that same momentum is operating.
That's
there.
The reason why you think he'll win the race, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Rich, thanks for being here.
I didn't think so a week ago, but I do now.
Good job. Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen. Mullings.com. Don't forget to check his website out. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.